Welcome to the second episode of From the Cougar Coast. I'm Michael Wilcox, your host, and these are my guests today.
I'm Christy Shin.
I'm Mackenzie Jones.
I am Asher Kim.
And I'm India Hill.
So, the focus of today's episode is we're going to be talking about Pride Month at Ventura High School and in Ventura County, as well as just issues and information about, like, the LGBTQ community in Ventura County and at Ventura High School. So, first, happy Pride Month.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
How are you guys celebrating?
Well, I'm actually part of the Pride Prom Planning Committee, so I'm definitely going to be going to Pride Prom, wearing more Pride pins and rainbow stuff, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I got myself a dress, and I'm wearing it right now.
Looks great.
Thank you.
India, how are you celebrating?
I mostly try to celebrate Pride by supporting LGBTQ companies and artists and whatever they're working on.
I think I'm just going to go to Pride Prom, probably wear a tux.
India, I just wanted to touch on something real quick. So you said supporting LGBTQ supportive companies.
Mm-hmm.
So something I've heard a critique during particularly the presidential campaign is a critique of what they called rainbow capitalism, saying that basically, like, candidates who maybe don't have a lot of, like, skin in the game or don't really prioritize LGBTQ issues selling, like, Pride-related merchandise relating to their campaigns. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, especially this time of year, it seems like that's a really big thing with companies trying to capitalize off of the fact that it's Pride Month. But I'm really against that personally, because unless it's a company that's maybe giving, like, their profits from what they're selling to an actual good organization that will create change, I think otherwise it's a waste of our money to be supporting people who don't support us.
I know that there was a Kamala Harris, like, t-shirt that was on her Instagram, and I had a friend who put a message in the comments saying, hey, I just want to know that I don't really support this. I think that they are taking advantage of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, like, if there's candidates who that is really one of their main focuses, like, I know with Pete Buttigieg, he released a set of Pride merch. I think that's quite fitting. But there's other candidates who have released similar things, like even Bernie Sanders, and I don't think that's necessarily the most appropriate place.
So I wanted to ask you just about, like, some kind of issues at Ventura High School and in the county and such. So I was reading through Human Rights Campaign's 2018 LGBTQ Youth Report, and they had a lot of data points that I thought were interesting and also concerning. Some of them were that 95% of LGBTQ youth report trouble sleeping at night, 77% of LGBTQ teenagers surveyed report feeling depressed or down over the past week. I was wondering if I could ask if those situations are kind of true at VHS in your experience, if you're comfortable talking about them.
Yeah, no, it's like, I don't think it's specifically due to anything LGBTQ related. It's just,
of course,
a lot of us just don't sleep, and then that ends up messing up our brains in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Kenzie. It's not that LGBT teens don't sleep. It's just that most teens, I feel like, don't sleep in general.
Fair point.
I thought the more important part of that data set was the part about feeling down or depressed, and I think that does disproportionately affect people in the LGBTQ community.
A thing in their report was they have a whole section called When Schools Fall Short, and one of the points that I thought was really concerning was that only 20% of LGBTQ youth can, quote, definitely be themselves in school as an LGBTQ person. So, again, if you were comfortable, I want to ask about Ventura High School as a place. Is Ventura High School a safe space?
I feel like it more depends on where you are. Because, for example, being in the music department, yes, it's a very, very safe place to be for anyone. But then there's other places on campus which you can't really say the same. And so I feel like it's more of like a region sort of thing.
I got that.
Yeah. This is, the band room is, like, one of the few places that I actually feel safe. Like, it's, like, either in my room or here that I feel the best in.
I get that. There was another point saying, you know, they only 13% of LGBTQ youth report hearing positive messages about being LGBTQ in school. And they had a subpoint about only 12% receiving information about safe sex relevant to LGBTQ people. So I know that, like, as a state, there's been, like, a large conversation about, like, just the need to provide sex more comprehensive health education in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have any of you in health classes at VHS received information that's relevant or pertains to the LGBTQ community?
No, actually nothing at all. In fact, when I was taking health, my teacher brought up LGBTQ issues once and then said, and I quote, "But this shouldn't pertain to any of you, so we're not going to go over it."
What was it? What was it in the context of?
It was in the context of, it was just sex education, and one of the students brought up a gay couple, and the teacher said that that kind of information wouldn't pertain to us.
Doesn't seem like a particularly welcoming community.
Yeah.
I also remember, like, my freshman year when I was in a health class, we have, like, the same health textbooks that I'm pretty sure they're still using now. And there was one part of it where they defined marriage as being, like, a special friendship between a man and a woman. And so I just think that even our textbooks are outdated, and that's what we're using to base our curriculum off of. So.
Yeah. So, California is one of the states that has enacted anti-bullying laws to protect LGBTQ students, as well as a state that's protected non-discrimination laws, that has passed non-discrimination laws and regulations to protect LGBTQ students. Do you feel those in effect at VHS?
I actually feel they've been pretty effective. I haven't faced really any kind of opposition at VHS. Then again, I stay in the band room for the most part, so everyone up there already knows me, but for the most part I haven't really seen any confrontation or opposition.
I have. There was a student who I had a class with at one point who was pretty outright homophobic, and like he would always like talk to me about things, and it would somehow always go back to some homophobic comments. And at some point I was just like, hey, I don't want to talk to you if you're going to keep saying homophobic things like that. And then he essentially, like, reported me to one of the assistant principals for name-calling. And then I got called into the office and had to talk to one of our principals about it. And nothing was done about the fact that he was saying homophobic things in a classroom setting. But what was said was that I shouldn't be doing name-calling and calling someone homophobic.
For saying homophobic things to you.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry you had to deal with that. That sucks. So, kind of wrapping up to kind of a final question is, actually, before I get to that, I know that VHS has a GSA, Gender Sexuality Alliance. Have you ever interacted with it, or has...
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie, would you like to talk about that?
I never really got into it a whole lot. Just, like, came in a few times here and there. But, I mean... Especially this year, they haven't really had any presence whatsoever. I haven't heard anything, any announcements or anything like that from GSA. And last year, it was pretty clear that they had almost fallen off the face of the earth, so to speak. There was just almost nothing.
Yeah, I mean, DeClerc is the supervisor for it, and he seems to, like, acknowledge that, too. Like, he's talked to me about it. And they're, I think, struggling almost with outreach, too. Because they don't really have, like, a strong, like, group of people. Like, not that people in it aren't strong, but there's not, like, a, like, big amount of people in it. Whereas in past years, there's been a, like, much bigger presence from the club.
Would, and as non-seniors, Asher, Christine, India, would you guys ever consider getting involved with it?
I think I might.
Not, if, obviously, you know.
Yeah. Personally, I probably won't. I just have a lot of stuff going on. Like, if they do any events, I'd be willing to participate, but I don't think I'll be one to regularly attend meetings.
You've just got other stuff on your plate.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, same with India. It's just, if they have events or something to support, then I would definitely support it. But I wouldn't attend meetings. I have other places to be and other things to do.
So I wanted to just touch on a couple final topics, if that's all right. So first, bathrooms at VHS. I remember the Cougar Press wrote an article a couple years ago saying that we were getting gender-neutral restrooms, but from my own observation, those seem to be mainly teacher restrooms that require a key.
Only.
That's
teacher restrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, and the ones in the office.
There's the health office restroom that's gender neutral, but you're only allowed to go there under certain circumstances. It's not just, like, open to everyone, because you have to actually go through the health office to get inside. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them have their lovely gender neutral signs and lock on the door.
And a lock on the door that only the teachers have.
So to access it, you have to ask a teacher.
Yeah, so technically they can say, oh, well, we have gender-neutral bathrooms. It's like, well, yes, you do. Not for the students, though. Because the students can't get into them.
Yeah. Would you want to see VHS put, like, actual gender-neutral bathrooms that are accessible to students?
Yes. 100%. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bathrooms that are actually for the students. They changed nothing.
Your critique is that it kind of is a symbolic move. It's like, they're still not accessible to students, regardless of the sign.
Yeah.
I get that. And kind of with that, I want to transition to just my final question of, in light of what we've discussed, what are some concrete steps, such as opening gender-neutral bathrooms for students, that the school could and should take to make all of VHS, beyond certain parts of the school, a safe space for its LGBTQ community?
I feel like one really big spot would be updating the sex education, bringing in ideas of the LGBT community, especially of the difference between gender and sex, because according to the textbooks, they're the exact same thing. So I feel like it'd be very important to for them to recognize the differences and start going in depth about that and explaining to students these differences.
Yeah, I think really just like encouraging open discussion, especially like for students in like younger grades, like freshman year, when you do have that college and career health class. Honestly, that class I don't think I learned too much in, but I think there's a good opportunity there and good potential to educate people and to like support an open community for all students, not just the cis straight students.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing would be educating the teachers about LGBTQ issues in the community.
For sure.
Yeah. And the school system in general doesn't give any exposure to the LGBT community, because like I knew it was a thing and that like trans people were a thing, but I didn't realize that like there were trans people at our school in our freshman year. Like I didn't realize that like there were trans people and that there were other people of the LGBT community in our school. So like they need to spread awareness about how those people are with us. They're our friends and our family and everything.
You didn't know that there was a community in the first place.
Well, I knew there was a community, just not at VHS. Just I didn't know that like people were trans in high school. Like it just wasn't a thing to me.
Get that? Cool. Everyone, thank you so much for participating. And again, happy Pride Month. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.